After achieving great success in 2015, Tanundi Festival, which showcases some of the best Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander art from across Australia, has returned to Adelaide. One of the must-see exhibitions of this illustrious festival is Our Mob at the Adelaide Festival Centre. Kicking off this Friday, Our Mob celebrates South Australian Aboriginal artists of all ages, levels and experiences. Senior Exhibitions Curator at Adelaide Festival Centre, Carissa Davies, joins us now to tell us more about Our Mob. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
So there must have been loads of artists that were considered to be featured in this exhibition. How were the works selected?
Yes, so they actually go to a panel of judges. So people put in an expression of interest, and then there's about five judges on the panel, and they then select works that I guess give a good cross section of Aboriginal art in South Australia.
So what were the judges looking for? Were they trying to be representative, like diverse?
Yeah, and it is a very diverse, like I think the difference with this exhibition is it's not necessarily going for the high-end art. So this is giving artists an opportunity, you know, artists that maybe wouldn't get a chance to exhibit. And so I guess there's a lot of things to look for in work. Some of them, of course, are just incredible standout works. Other ones could have very interesting stories behind them. And then also try to get a cross-section of different media is the other thing we look for.
So can you give us an idea of some of the artists featured in Our Mob?
Yes, so we've got, well, last year's Don Dodson Foundation winner Josephine Lennon's going to have a solo show as part of this one. And so, yeah, she'll have about, I think she's done sort of four very large canvas works that reflect the country around where she lives. So we'll have her. We'll have Ashley Pompey, who he's actually talking as part of the Our Mob Symposium, which will be at the Art Gallery on the 20th of December. 20th of October. So they're both Ceduna artists that, will be part of it. We also then have, local urban artists, so Patrick Ferguson, who is a wood carver. He's got some work in the exhibition. So, yeah, a good mix.
And the Festival Centre partnered up with Country SA and Anangukuru Arts to curate.
Anangukuru Arts, yeah.
Yes, thank you. can you tell us about how this partnership worked?
I guess without all our partners, the exhibition wouldn't be possible. So, the other organisations will do things like go out to their country arts offices. So say Country Arts has country arts offices all across the state, and they'll be out in regional areas that, you know, we don't have access to, and finding artists to see if they'd like to be a part of the exhibition. And then Anangukuru Arts runs a whole lot of workshops, which often can result in works which artists then submit into Our Mob. So, yeah, things like that. I guess it's just reaching artists that we otherwise wouldn't have access to.
So is there any overarching themes of this year's exhibition?
No. I mean, country is always a strong one that sort of comes out, but no, again, it's, all sorts of themes. Not necessarily just one overarching one.
No, that's understandable. And how is the exhibition and the art featured changed over the years?
I guess when it started, there was probably a lot more of the APY lands, the big desert paintings. And these days we have a lot more individuals who aren't necessarily associated with an art centre and maybe just working from their homes or, might have gone to some classes or a workshop somewhere. So, I think that this time we probably have more individuals than we've ever had before. So I think that's really good because, again, it's artists who otherwise might not be exhibiting anywhere.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Senior Exhibitions Curator at Adelaide Festival Centre, Carissa Davies, about Our Mob, an upcoming exhibition as part of this year's Tanundi Festival. Now, ahead of the exhibition's opening this Friday night, there's going to be a symposium at the Art Gallery with some of the artists. Can you tell us a bit about this event?
Yes, so that's been run through Anunuku Arts, and I think it would be a really good symposium. It has everything from artists talking about their works to also offering opportunities for artists to speak with... I'm trying to think how to explain this. Speak with lawyers about, I guess, copyright of their works or selling their works. So again, there's also projects that have been going on that some of the artists will be talking about. So yeah.
So it's a good place for artists and people interested in hearing about the art that's presented.
Yeah, and sort of just everything to do with what's been going on in South Australia with Aboriginal art.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, that the last year's Don Dunstan Foundation award winner will have their own solo exhibition, and another one will be chosen for this year. So what can a win like this do for an artist?
I think it can make a big difference to them. I guess it's a chance for, it's a cash prize, so it's then up to them as to how they'd like to spend it. And I think quite often there are too many sort of rules and regulations put on artists when they're given some money. So with this money, it's up to them, you know, would they like to buy materials? Would they like to work with a mentor? Do they want to use it for travel to go and see other exhibitions? So it's kind of just that opportunity for them to do whatever they would like to do, which will then help their career.
And looking forward, how do you hope to expand our mob over the next few years?
I'm not sure about that one. I guess it's always changing in terms of the artists we get and working with our partners, like what kind of workshops they're doing or the changes that might be going on. And it's always a very big exhibition. So this year we've got around 120 artworks. And I guess the other thing sort of coming up will be that we'll have a new space at the Festival Centre. So looking at how our mob's going to work in that space. So, yeah.
Well, Carissa,
we'll
thank you.
See what happens, I guess.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Okay, thanks very much for having me.
No worries. Senior Exhibitions Curator at Adelaide Festival Centre, Carissa Davies, speaking about the upcoming exhibition, Our Mob. Our Mob will be on display in the Adelaide Festival Centre's Art Space Gallery, Dunstan Playhouse and Space Theatre foyers from this Friday to early December.